When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Jamie Watson. Jamie Watson is an Odyssey Soccer Insider, 12-year professional soccer player, and today's Insider Call is presented by Lowe's. Members get more at Lowe's. And Jamie, I guess that's the best place to start. Were you, I think the word I'm going to use is satisfied. Were you satisfied with what you saw from the U.S. men's national team last night, given the circumstances?
Oh, man. You asked the right wording on that question. Satisfied. I mean, I guess because of the fact that the U.S. had already put themselves into a position where they were going to end the night where they started it, regardless of the performance. This conversation would still be at the same point if they lost 3-2, if they won 3-2, or if it was 5-0 one way or another. I was satisfied with them winning the group. From the performance side, it left a little bit to be desired, but nonetheless, you make 9 changes before the game even starts. That was essentially what our second team is with this World Cup roster, and we walk away feeling a little bit dissatisfied with the result against a team that's within the top 25 in the world. So that's one way to look at it. I guess you could say it's a bit more optimistic than the pessimistic takes I've been seeing so far online about, oh, we lost all the momentum, all the continuity, if you will.
That was going to be my question to you, Jamie, because I have been seeing that outcry all over the socials and in post-match interviews. Do you think some of the momentum went away from the men's national team going into next week?
I don't believe so, because I believe the group already knew and fully understand. Look, I've been in a locker room situation in a youth World Cup where I understood we were through to the second round of the knockout stage, regardless of the result. It's such a unique situation, but I've been in it before. And to be fair, we played Spain and we got our butts kicked. We also knew it didn't matter. It just sort of changed, you know, that feeling of losing temporarily. But the players have known for, what was it, about a week that they were going to be in the same position. So I don't think the momentum will be stifled with the group that got us to the round of 32. It just maybe is stifling a little bit of the excitement that the general public is feeling about this U.S. men's national team and how exciting everything was. So it's probably more of a loss off the field in a quote-unquote proverbial sense, but I don't think the players on the field that have gotten us to the point of the starting 11 will have lost that momentum, because that group will know what they've achieved in the first two games and hoping to pick that up in the round of 32 against Bosnia and Herzegovina.
All right, Jamie, well, speaking on the players that were on the field last night, Christian Pulisic finally joined the lineup again at, well, I think, 58th minute. What'd you think of what you saw from him, and do you like the way they've handled him with this injury he's been going through?
Yeah, so I want to get every one of y'all's opinion. If the group is divided or if you're unanimous in what you feel about it, but I wouldn't have played him at all. And then if you would have said, okay, we're definitely going to play Christian Pulisic, how many minutes would you have played him? I would have said 15 minutes tops. 20 minutes, I'm thinking you're too much. So imagine my surprise when before the 60th minute, I'm sitting there, I'm hanging out, I'm watching the game with my buddies, and all of a sudden we see Pulisic pull up to the sideline with over half an hour to go. I'm sitting there looking at him going, oh boy, please don't let this be something that we talk about as being too early to play. He looked good, and I thought that, you know, he created some moments, and so he did typically what you would expect Christian Pulisic do, which is bring excitement and get some chances to score. But, I mean, look, as long as he comes through unscathed and he's fine, he wakes up this morning and that calf is in one piece, I'm happy as can be. But I don't know, were you guys surprised when you saw it? Did you think it was too early? Did you think it was the right amount of time? How'd you guys feel about it?
Well, first of all, let me just put this caveat out there. I don't know that I should be telling a 12-year soccer pro about getting back to the rotation. But I thought, given the circumstance of how much you need him in the coming days, I thought about a third of the game was going to be the right amount of time. I think we've all kind of felt like that this morning.
My 2 years of high school soccer lets me answer this better than Mike, played the American football.
Yeah.
But I guess from my side of it, I'm glad they didn't play him any earlier, if that's when they wanted to put him in. But I like the fact that he got in and he kind of – not that you have Russ after missing, what, one game?
Yeah.
Just kind of getting the flow of things, even if it wasn't the normal, like – players on the pitch that you would be playing with for him, right?
Correct, yeah.
Right.
Look, Jamie, I played in the Atlanta United media match last year. I couldn't walk for like 2 months afterwards, so I can't imagine how Christian Pulisic is feeling today. And let's talk about that, because, like I said, he played about a third of the match, a little bit more, given the stoppage time and everything else, and you're going to need his skill set when you look at this matchup with Bosnia and Herzegovina next week. How do you think that matchup fares in terms of what the United States has looked like so far, given the totality of the World Cup, with their matchup next week in the next round?
Well, first of all, I love that you guys just indulged me with that answer, and I appreciate it. That's the best thing about sports. Everyone gets to have an opinion, and realistically, none of our opinions actually truly matter except what the coach thinks and what the player thought in that moment. So as long as they think it's the best thing, you know, as far as Pulisic's playing time, I agree with that decision. And it looks like it worked out and everything. Hopefully we'll be okay with it. So now we get to the round of 32, and this is where the U.S. men's national team are just going to start playing better and better teams as it progresses. And, you know, right now they're in a pretty advantageous position as far as opponents that you could be possibly playing. You get to the round of 32, and you get to play against Bosnia and Herzegovina. And this is a group that's number 64 in the world. Now, what the tournament has shown us, as we got to see on match day one here in Atlanta with Cabo Verde, who most people couldn't even tell you where they were on the world. They were able to tie the European champion Spain and get a result. You can't just take anything for granted in this World Cup. That's what it's shown us so far. Bosnia is a side that's physical. They are awesome at set pieces. They want to make this game ugly. They want this game stop-start. They want this game to have no rhythm to it, no flow. Try to keep the fans out of this if possible. Make it relatively boring where there's no atmosphere. Any of those negative things that makes the game kind of suck is better for Bosnia and Herzegovina. And that's how they can get the better of the United States. U.S. have to push through it and just let the ball do the work. Don't get into any of these scraps, these arguments. Because Bosnia, they were good enough to be able to navigate their way into this tournament through the playoff mechanism that was there. And they're the team that were able to knock out Italy on penalties to even get to this point. Same thing with Wales. So they know how to be able to prolong a game and just get a result, because keep in mind, it's not a best of, or it's not a round-robin group play thing like we've just seen. This is one-off. You only have to be better than your opponent for 90 minutes or 120 minutes in penalties. And so Bosnia will try to make this as ugly of a game as they possibly can.
We're joined by Odyssey insider and former pro soccer player Jamie Watson on The Morning Shift. And our conversation with Jamie is brought to you by Lowe's. Find what you need to get projects done from brands you trust at prices you'll love. Lowe's, we help you save.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Dave. And Jamie, in our backyard, we have Uzbekistan and DR Congo this weekend in Atlanta. What is on the line with this match?
Yeah, so I get a chance to be on the call for that one. I'm really excited about it. It's a matchup that has the potential to see one of those teams go through. Both of those teams cannot settle for a draw if they want to be, or a draw if they want to get through. So Uzbekistan, they realistically are not going to be able to get through just because of the mechanisms of where they sit with goal differential. And even if they win, they'll get to a point where they'll be at such a negative goal differential that they're out. So for them, Uzbekistan, they're out. So the fact that they're not going to play for a draw, they're playing for pride at this point. They want to make sure that they go out with the type of performance that their country can be proud of. And we saw that with Haiti against Morocco. Haiti was out of their match, yet they provided the most entertaining 45 minutes that I've seen at this World Cup in the 2-2 draw against Morocco just 2 days ago here in Atlanta. So that should make this a really exciting matchup, because you have Uzbekistan that can kind of just play freely without fear. They don't have to worry about a certain, this scoreline helps us, but this one doesn't. Makes them a bit of a wild card in this situation. And then for Congo, they have to win. So for DR Congo, they've got to get all 3 points to lock up, you know, if they get to that position in one of the 8 third place teams. So a win is the only thing that's good for them in this situation. So, yeah, it makes for an unpredictable game. I don't know exactly what we're going to expect, but I feel like you can kind of throw out expectations. And if you're going to watch the game or you're going to attend the game, you're going to come to the incredible fan fest that's been going on. The city has been magical during this tournament with the collection of people that have been in to see games, that have traveled in to see this beautiful city. Atlanta has shown off on the world stage, none bigger than that Morocco-Haiti match, where I just thought it was so cool to see people from different walks of life coming together and then just having a great time dancing, seeing it was, they were treated to a great match. I think we could be in for something similar with DR Congo versus Uzbekistan tomorrow. That could be a fun game and entertaining one that just could be wild, if we're being honest.
We're stoked for it, and I know you are too. That's Odyssey Soccer Insider Jamie Watson on the Twitter sphere at JamieWatson77. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this morning, buddy.
Hey, really enjoyed that chat. Let's do it again soon, okay?
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.